live at thefalcon.com, and by The Town Crier. Fine dining and live music on Main Street in Beacon. TOWNECRIER.com.
Proudly broadcasting from the WKZE studios on the corner of North Broadway and Cherry Street in the beautiful village of Red Hook, New York. This is your favorite independent radio station, programmed for your community, by your community.
Celebrating musical diversity.
For the Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills.
We are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury.
105.9 W290-BZ-FM Red Hook, and streaming worldwide at WKZE.com. 98.1 KZE, independent music for the independent mind.
I got my own way of playing. And I got my own. I play by feelings. That's the blues, y'all.
Hi, this is John Payton. Welcome to the Bluesm of Fine Art, where every show is a blues festival. Every week, we bring you the very best from primitive recordings to live electric performances, keeping the blues alive.
And I'm Chris Jagger. Right now, the rockin' blues numbers of Indigenous, The Animals, Big Maceo, Hound Dog Taylor, T-Bone Walker, Paul Rogers, and more.
The Native American blues rock group Indigenous consists of three brothers and a sister. The Nakota Nation members grew up on South Dakota's Yankton Indian Reservation and were inspired by their father, Greg Zephyr.
Zephyr had been a musician in the 1960s and 1970s and later became a spokesperson for Native American rights. The group released their 1998 debut album, Things We Do, Indigenous, Blues in the Morning.
My first love. Cadillac tuna, big shiny fins, Rolls-Royce silver cloud, baby. Men with money, cigarettes, flamingo, scotch, bourbon, yeah. The bright lights, big city, got to my baby's head. Oh, the bright lights, big city, yeah, got to my baby's head. I gotta tell your mama, you won't believe a thing that I say.
Eric Burden and the Animals, and Indigenous with Blues in the Morning. The Thunder in 88's of Big Maceo helped pave the way for great Chicago blues pianist of the 1950s. Maceo was already a seasoned piano player when he arrived in Detroit in 1924.
After working around the Motor City scene, he ventured to Chicago in 1941 to make his recording debut for RCA's Victor's Bluebird label. His first day in the studio produced no less than 14 tracks, six of his own and eight more as accompanist to renowned Chicago guitarist Tampa Red. One of Big Maceo's initial efforts, Worried Life Blues, has passed into blues standard status. But it wasn't until the mid-70s when I was in Los Angeles at the band's recording studios that I was handed a double album of Big Maceo's recordings, and I've still got them. Big Maceo Chicago Breakdown on your Bluesium of Fine Art.
Chicago Breakdown. I'm John Payton. Coming up, The Boogeyman, Omar and the Howlers, Hound Dog Taylor, and Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
And I'm Chris Jagger. Join us at Bluesium.com and help us keep the blues alive.
Hi, this is Sarah from the Crow's Nest in Red Hook, New York, and you're listening to 98.1 KZE.
So, y'all rock with us just a little while.
Mississippi, don't know when Delta rocked his cradle, the blues within. Daddy played the guitar, taught him rock the blues. The boy left for Memphis to pay some dues. Something in the boy had to get out. The boogeyman can't stop the boogeyman. You can't stop the boogeyman.
man. Up in Detroit, Hastings Street, everybody danced when they heard that beat. Boogie Tillman made history. So began his legacy.
I'm John Payton.
And I'm Chris Jagger. Alligator Records is Chicago's leading contemporary blues label, but it might never have been launched at all if not for the crashing, slashing, slide guitar antics of Hound Dog Taylor. Bruce Igler was then an employee of Del Mar Records, but he couldn't convince his boss, Bob Coaster, of Taylor's potential.
So Iglar took matters into his own hands. In 1971, Alligator was born for the express purpose of releasing Taylor's debut album, Hound Dog Taylor with Taylor's Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Everything is Broken. I'm John Payton. If our website's not broken, head to bluesm.com.
And I'm Chris Jagger. Coming up, Savoy Brown, T-Bone Walker, and ZZ Hill on your Bluesm of Fine Art radio show.
Hi, this is Lauren from the Corner Counter in Red Hook, New York. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.
This is the Bluesm of Fine Art, where every show is a blues festival.
I'm John Payton.
And I'm Chris Jagger. Part of the late 1960s blues rock movement, Britain's Savoy Brown never achieved as much success in England as they did in America, where they promoted their albums with non-stop touring. The band was formed and led by guitarist Kim Simmons.
Throughout the 80s and 90s, Simmons remained undeterred by a revolving door membership and continued to tour and record. Several of the players that revolved through Savoy Brown went on to form Foghat. Savoy Brown's first album for Blind Pig label, Strange Dreams, was released in 2003. Savoy Brown, I'm tired.
Something I know ain't me. I'm tired of living up to what people expect me to be. You know that some people are different now. Ain't that a crying shame? Now wouldn't it be a real drag if we were all the same? And I'm not gonna try to please eyes that just don't see it. If I get myself together, you have the blues, not me. Something I know in me. I'm tired of living up to what people expect me to be. You know that some people are different now. Ain't that a crying shame? Now wouldn't it be a real drag if we were all the same? And I'm not gonna try to please eyes that just don't see. If I get myself together, you have the blues. Not me. You have the blues, not me. You have the blues, not me.
T-Bone Walker, Guitar Boogie, and Savoy Brown with I'm Tired. Now, Texas-born singer ZZ Hill began gigging around Dallas, fashioning his distinctive initials after those of B.B. King. When his older brother Matt Hill, a budding record producer with his own label, MH, invited ZZ to go west to Southern California to record, he damn well did.
Hill's vocal grit was never more effective than on his blues-soaked Malico releases from 1980 to 84. ZZ bravely led a personal Back to the Blues campaign that helped to fuel the current contemporary blues boom.
She said your party's jumping and everybody's having a good time. And you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and kick off these shoes? Why you fixing me a drink? Play me some of them down home blues. She say, you know I don't get out much on the town. And you know I done cut out a lot of that running around all week long.
Down home blue. Oh, she wants.
I'm Chris Jagger. Check us out at bluesium.com.
And I'm John Payton. Up next, Honey Boy Edwards and vocal great Paul Rogers on your Bluesium of Fine Art radio show.
Looking for a job where your creativity actually gets heard? WKZE is hiring, and we're not looking for just any salesperson. We want someone smart, creative, tenacious, someone who loves local businesses and understands what makes the Hudson Valley tick. From Beacon to Red Hook to the Berkshires to the Litchfield Hills and everything in between, every town has its own vibe, and you get that. This is your chance to build real relationships, create meaningful campaigns, and be part of a fiercely independent radio station that believes in the power of local. If this sounds like you, we'd love to hear from you. Send your story to careers@wkze.com.
This is Daniel from Prime Print Shop in Poughkeepsie, New York, and you're listening to 98.1 KZE.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Bluesium of Fine Art. I'm John Payton.
And I'm Chris Jagger. Fasten your seatbelts. You're in the Bluesium District now.
Until recently, David Honeyboy Edwards was something of an underappreciated figure. But no longer. His slashy, delta-drenched guitar and gruff vocals are as authentic as it gets. Honeyboy had it tough growing up in Mississippi, but his blues prowess impressed Big Joe Williams enough to take him under his wing.
Rambling around the South, Honeyboy experienced the great Charlie Patton and also played with Robert Johnson. Musicologist Alan Lomax came to Clarksdale, Mississippi in 1942 and captured Honeyboy Edwards for his Library of Congress-sponsored posterity. From the Bluesium of Fine Art Archives, here's Honeyboy Edwards with Wind Howling Blues.
Lord, it ain't gonna howl no more. He's burning and he's lighting, baby, and the wind begins to blow. He's burning and he's lightning, and the wind begins to blow. Lord, my baby told me this morning, now, yeah, she been on me no more.
Honey Boy Edwards with Wind Howlin' Blues. Paul Rogers began playing out in clubs around Middlesbrough in northern England when he was 13, with singers like Rod Stewart as his role model. One story has it that right after he left school, he set out for London in a van with a band called the Road Runners. The van reportedly broke down en route, and while the other members hitchhiked back north, Rogers went south to London. He quickly reassembled and formed his first blues band.
In a career that now spans some four decades, vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter Paul Rogers in his various incarnations, Free, Bad Company, The Firm, The Law, and his solo projects have all sold in excess of 125 million records around the world. In the 1960s, Rogers had the opportunity to see blues greats like Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker perform in London's Marquee Club and other places around town. So he picked up a few good tips. Here's Paul Rogers with back-to-back numbers, Standing Around and Crying with my old mate Dave Gilmore, and Louisiana Blues with Trevor Rabin.
how you got me standing around crying. You got me standing around crying. I know I don't love you, little girl, but you're always resting on my mind. Got so many men, I'm afraid you just might get me killed. We'll be right back.
That was Paul Rodgers with the Louisiana Blues and Standing Around Crying. Well, that wraps up another show. This is Chris Jagger speaking to you. Thanks for joining us this week on the Bluesium of Fine Art, where every show is a blues festival.
And I'm John Payton. Special thanks to our engineer and producer, David Dickinson, at Boiler Room Studios, Austin, Texas, and Somerset, England.
Why not check us out at bluesium.com? See our links and sponsors who make the show possible. Bring a friend next week to the Bluesium of Fine Art radio show. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
That's the blues, yo.
Pack up your things. Your work here is done. A slave to the beast. No mercy with time. No mercy with time. They brand you with the fire. Push you into the sun. They want the free land to expire. They want everyone to be numb. The world's drinking from a cup that no one wants to share. The words from the king that no one wants to hear. Of machines, kids trading roses for guns, track marks under the sleeve. I can't talk, I need to run. A love stone away the ring, and not knowing what to say. Mama, won't you sing? It's like a cut by the blade. Don't be running late. You want time to take. Just don't be running late. You want time to take. Just don't be running late. You want time to take. Just don't be running late. You want time to take.
Cause you missed those loving arms. as you miss those loving arms. Think a grown man will care about his bootlace undone, but you just miss those loving arms. Yeah, you miss those loving. The loving arms. Well, someday when you're up there flying and you miss those loving arms, it isn't so far away, the sweet lullaby, when you miss those loving.
Behold, that cancer growing someday.